Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Coming up on quarter after 8 on Wisconsin's Morning News this Tuesday morning. Glad to have you with us, regardless of what the groundhog said. We do know spring is near. A sign of the season about to get underway this morning.
Happening today.
The Brewers, minutes from now, will be loading up the spring training truck and shoving that semi off ahead of the report date for pitchers and catchers next week.
We'll greet you next from Arizona.
Yeah, we're going to be on the air with spring training games already this month here on WTMJ. In fact, if you want the schedule, a quick reminder, text SPRING to the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. That's 855-616-1620. I'll have Greg Pancake Hill, producer of the program, send it right out to you. Want to bring in friend of the program and Brewers president of business operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Rick.
This morning. Morning, Rick.
Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, let's cover this first. Rick, Eric would like to know, and he won't ask you, but I will. Why don't you just mail all the stuff down to Maryville?
I mean, they have a Costco right down there.
Every year
he asks. You know, I think the guys look like driving the truck, and I think they want to get to the warm weather. So, you know, I think there'd be a revolt if we didn't have the truck, and we've been doing it for, you know, what, 50 years, so it's a tradition, right?
I'm sorry, and the photo op matters. I look forward to it.
Vince
I
loves the hot dog carrying stuff into the truck.
I like seeing bratwurst dropping a box of something.
I mean, we need to put them to work. They're on the payroll, and they don't do a lot in the off season. So I need to, you know, have them do stuff.
Rick Schlesinger is with us, president of business operations for your Milwaukee Brewers. So a couple things to get to this morning, Rick, for fans. Let's do TV first, and then let's get into how the ticket situation is going to shape up for this year. I'm trying to make sense of, for me as a fan who likes to watch my games, and we have a satellite package or whatever. Does anything for fans change with this new TV deal that MLB is going to be presenting for our games this year?
Not really. I mean, if you've watched the Brewers historically on cable or satellite, or in recent years, if you've watched the Brewers through a streaming service, those are all going to be there and available in the normal channels and what you're used to seeing. So the specific channel on your cable system or satellite system might change. I assume it will be, but the reality is it's going to be, you know, seamless for our fans. And I think they're going to enjoy the high quality production, the additional innovations, the new cameras. So the production quality will be outstanding. The same number of games, every game basically that the Brewers play will be on television or streaming or available, whether it's through your normal cable, satellite, or national games, things like that. So the average fan, I think, is going to not really notice much of a difference.
Yep, all the same talent as well, like Jeff and
Everybody's coming back. Yep. So yeah, we are. We love the talent we have, and Brian Anderson, Jeff Levering, Bill Schroeder, you know, Vinny Rotino, Tim Diller, Sophia Minard. You know, it's a great group, and those folks are all back.
Hey, Rick, this might not be a question you can answer, but because of something like this, could that reopen the door for like a YouTube TV getting the Brewers back?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a great question. And one of the things we have talked with Major League Baseball about is, you know, how can we get on, you know, those additional kind of, you know, what we call them virtual MVPDs, which is a legal term. I'm sorry to bring it up. But yeah, we would love to get on YouTube. We'd love to get on Hulu. There's other you know, ecosystems that we're not currently on that we'd love to get on. It's always challenging because these are not usually just, you know, solely about economics. There's, you know, it's a larger discussion with these providers. I know MLB is interested. We're interested. That would be great. I can't make any promises, but I know there's going to be a full court press, to use a basketball metaphor, to try to make that happen.
Great.
In terms of the finances for our team, Rick, and this is one of those things that you don't think it matters until you think about, what I most want is for us to win a World Series, and what does it take to do that? And the more money that we have that we can put into the team and the talent that we're getting on the field, the better off our team's going to be. So does this situation with MLB taking over the broadcast, does that impact us financially in any significant way?
Yeah, the key thing is it does impact us financially, but number one, it's not going to affect our payroll or what we're going to do for the team. I mean, we've already anticipated, you know, we knew going into the budgeting process of 26 that there were some questions with FanDuel, And, you know, you always put in contingencies. You just are never sure. And in the television world, unlike the stability of radio, in the television world, you know, you don't know. And there are some chances that things can go a little south. So we had contingency plans for this. We had been talking with Major League Baseball regularly throughout this offseason. And so it's not a surprise that we're moving to MLB Media. The dollars for the team are less. But I will be candid with you. You know, when we look at our entire budget and our entire revenue and expenses, this is one line item of many line items. And yeah, it's less money for us. But again, I have no worries this will impact negatively our operations or payroll or the fan experience.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, on the line with us this morning. In terms of what we can expect for tickets this year, do you have anything to give fans a guide as to when we get the season ticket packages and the single game tickets, all of that stuff?
Yeah, Vinny, I already thought you bought your full season package. So we've been selling, obviously, season tickets since last August. Theme night tickets, we've got some great slate of theme nights. They'll go on sale this afternoon or this morning at 10 a.m. Single game tickets for every game will go on sale February 12th. Ticket sales have been incredible. As we would hope, because we had a very exciting 2025 season. It ended abruptly. It didn't end where we wanted to, but the near future is very bright. So the fans are buying. And great packages. I'm really excited for some of these theme nights. We have a Hello Kitty theme night, which my daughter, who's 26, says she's flying in to see. We've got Bark in the Park. Yeah. We got Star Wars. You know, we got some great packages. All come with a special, you know, giveaway, not just the ticket. And obviously the ballpark atmosphere will be, you know, highlighting these special theme nights. Community nights are back to celebrate, you know, the Negro Leagues, to celebrate Hispanics in baseball. And then single game tickets, you know, the frenzy starts for some great games. You know, it's starting March 27th, I believe. No, March 26th, we open against the White Sox at home.
So the theme nights, those tickets go on sale later this morning. Just those games, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
10 a.m.
And then the full slate of single game tickets starts February 12th. February 12th.
And we're opening, you mentioned opening day, we're opening the season at home this year. It's been a minute since we've had that opportunity. I don't know, I don't mean to question the wisdom of Major League Baseball, but we do have a roof.
Yeah, so I get that question a lot. So, you know, there's a lot of jockeying and negotiating with baseball and you know, when you open and who you play. And candidly, most teams like to have fewer games in April and more games later because candidly, you know, the attendance in April, we're still in basketball season. We're still in school. We're still cold, but we have a roof. So, you know, my view with baseball is we'll take the schedule however it gets. And obviously, for our players to play at maximum efficiency, they certainly like playing at home in the confines of a roof and heat.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, on an exciting day. Yeah. Spring training just around the corner. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, guys.
So they'll be loading up the truck today, shoving off. And again, as far as your TV is concerned, all good there.
And who knows? It sounds like there's an opportunity maybe that where you weren't getting Brewers baseball, you may soon get them. We should also remind everyone, of course, every game right here on WTMJ Radio.